Perspective is a beautiful thing. Family is a presence. It allows you to be present with time. It's family time that allows our moments to be fuller and deeper. Family is not separate from work. In early 2020, Ash Barty fell short of making the final of the Australian Open, losing to Sofia Kenin 6-7, 5-7. The media scrutiny on Ash was intense, as she was highly favoured to reach the final, which would have made her the first Australian woman to do so in more than 40 years. Despite the personal disappointment she was no doubt feeling, Ash walked into the packed press room, full of people there to grill her on her shock loss, with a huge smile. It was the smile of a proud auntie as she was holding her sister's newborn, Olivia, in her arms. "This is my newest niece. My sister just had her 11 or 12 weeks ago," Ash said to the crowd of reporters. "This is what life's about. It's amazing. Perspective is a beautiful thing. Life is a beautiful thing." She brought a smile to my face as soon as I came off the court. I got to give her a hug, and it's all good. It's all good. When Olivia let out a cry during the press conference, Ash looked over at her and said, "I hear you, sister." Ash generously answered the crowd's questions, knowing that at the conclusion of the conference, she would get to spend precious time with Olivia and the rest of the family. It's hard to know if Ash anticipated the inflated response to introducing Olivia to the tennis media and including her in public life. The comments were wildly disproportionate. The tennis podcast commentator David Law said, "I don't think the baby should have been in there," while former player Mark Woodford said she was using a young child as a shield to deflect the tough questions that all tennis players face when they experience a difficult loss. Broadcaster Catherine Whittaker weighed in and said it was not appropriate in the workplace, and that Ash was using her baby niece as a human shield, while analyst Mark Roberts called Olivia a deflection and a prop. As a professional athlete with a hectic touring schedule, Ash rarely got the opportunity to see her family, who had travelled down to Melbourne to spend time with her. Involving her family in her career, in moments both positive and negative, seemed like a natural thing to do. More so, it's a very Aboriginal thing to do. We see family as a natural part of any occasion. For me, it was an epic moment of pride in family and the groundedness of Ash Barty as a human being. She was showing her roots, her everyday, and it was special. The comments against Ash's decision were harsh and disrespected her big auntie energy. It was just another example of society having an opinion on how women juggle work and family life. White culture props up the atomized individual separately from their family and community in ways that are damaging, particularly to women and particularly to black women. This completely ignores kinship systems in sport and doesn't see people as holistic individuals. We as First Nations people often see our siblings' children and our cousins' children as our own. As much as there may not have been any intentional disruption to her actions, Ash bringing Olivia onto the big stage as a power pair for me was like a big FU to white expectations of female athletes. All sports people deserve the right to have their children with them at work. Ash had two vocal supporters for her actions, in close friend Casey Delacqua, who said on Offsiders, "It's very well documented that she's extremely close with her family. Is it really that big a deal that she takes her baby niece in?" Did it really stop any journalists from asking her a question? And sports presenter Jim Wilson, who said, "I thought it was a beautiful touch with her niece. Why are we trying to pick something out of someone who is such a great role model, carries herself so well, and is someone we should celebrate?" Then in 2022, Ash did make the final of the Australian Open, and she won. It was a feverish summer, one that we will never, ever forget. And less than 3 months later, on the 23rd of March, 2022, came this note from Ash on social media. "Ash Barty, the person, has so many dreams that she wants to chase after that don't necessarily involve travelling the world, being away from my family, being away from home, which is where I've always wanted to be. I'll never ever stop loving tennis. It'll always be a massive part of my life. But now I think it's important that I get to enjoy the next phase of my life as Ash Barty the person, not Ash Barty the athlete. It's my publisher who texts me to tell me Ash Barty has announced she's retiring from tennis at age 25 and number one in the world. First, I'm floored. I think it's a prank. Then I'm filled with a heavy grief. I'm being serious when I say out loud, how am I going to go on? How am I going to live now? Ash's successes on the court have given First Nations people so much hope and jubilation, joy we didn't think possible, and we are so grateful. The 2022 Australian Open win was particularly moving with the added stresses of COVID-19, the environmental crisis and ongoing racism. To see Ash creating memories with Aunty Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley and Aunty Catherine Freeman by her side was something I could not put into words. I was on a high for days, and it numbed my pain. Her decision to retire only 2 months after this achievement and 6 months after winning Wimbledon, sitting firmly at the top of the rankings and one of the most highly paid female tennis players, shocked the world. It can be read as incredibly intelligent and astute, retiring on your own terms and on a high. Ash explicitly said she wants to spend more time with her family and at home and give herself as a person the well-roundedness she deserves. This was entirely in line with how she lived her life as an athlete. I have flashbacks of her sitting in the press room, smiling with her niece on her lap.